New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. I always get nervous before we do a round of Mother Knows Best. I know it's an opportunity to bring people closer with their moms than they ever thought possible. But always, Alley, this is one of those weird moments where sometimes people feel or they're forced to overshare. And I don't know what's weirder, when the mom knows the answers to the things that happen in their lives.
Or when she's just discovering it.
When she's just learning about it for the very first time live on K-Rock.
Yeah, they're both awkward for different reasons.
We would love to take care of a dinner for you and your mom this Mother's Day weekend. And the only thing standing between you and that feast is a little round of Mother Knows Best.
Now, it's time for Knows Best.
Say hi to, a lot of people that would like to call their moms. I just want to get a sense of who we have here, because let me say hi to Delilah. Is that your name? Hi, good morning. Dalia?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Are you close with your mom?
Pretty close.
Yeah? Like, you tell her everything, or there's things about your life that she doesn't know?
Oh, she knows everything. It's kind of creepy.
Right. And does she know that everything because you tell her or because she has that mother's intuition?
A little bit of both.
Do you want your kids to be able to tell you everything?
No.
I don't either.
I want them to tell me nothing.
I want there to be some secrets.
I want to say to my kids that you can tell me anything, you understand, but also think to myself, please don't tell me everything.
I want you to feel like you can, but then don't.
We call her mom if we wanted to, or we could say hi to Fred, who would also like to call his mom. Let me say hi to Fred. Hey, Fred, good morning. What's your relationship like with your mother?
Morning.
Hi. You know your mom well?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Like, if we were to say to you, do you have a fetish, Fred, by chance?
Yes.
What would be your fetish out of curiosity?
Big girls, big white girls.
Big white girls. Do you think your mom?
Hello.
do you think your mom would know? If we were to call your mom and we were to say, "What is your son's fetish?" Do you think she would know it's big white girls?
I think she'll know it's a big girl, but I'm just.
Why? You know, how would she know that out of curiosity?
Well,
browsing history? Relationship history?
Yeah, relationship history.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. And you tell your mom, you're not afraid to tell your mom things. I always find it weird when sons and moms have that sort of a relationship where they'll talk about everything.
Yeah, she'll find out eventually about stuff, so.
That is true. Moms have a way of always finding out about stuff eventually.
Yeah, but it's so uncomfortable when they do find out, right? I mean, the thing with my mom is that she shares too much with me, and that's the other problem you can run into, is that your mom can feel like they can tell you everything.
There's Jesse, who would also like to call his mom. Hey, Jesse, what's something weird about you that your mom may not know?
Oh, something weird about me? That's a good question.
You're stumped on that one, the first one?
You're stumped on our first question to get to know
you? Yeah, I'm stumped on the first one. No, she thinks I'm a weirdo regardless, so I feel like a lot of things are just kind of normal.
Allie, what do you say? We play with Fred? You like Fred?
I have good feelings about Fred.
All right, Fred, here's the way it's going to work. We're going to call your mom in a second. Hopefully she answers our call. Who's that, a kid in the car with you too?
No.
Is that your big, beautiful girlfriend?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We hear somebody clearly. Who is that?
There's someone there.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is it a kidnap victim?
Oh, it's a son.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, son, do you mean kidnapped woman?
All right, here we go. We got three questions for
He's
you.
Gagged.
cough once, whoever's in the back seat, if you need our help. Three questions. We're going to ask you, we're going to write down the answers, and we're going to call your mom and ask her the same questions. If she's able to match with you two out of three times, you win yourself an amazing dinner with your mom on Mother's Day, okay?
Okay.
Fred, question number one, Fred.
Don't make us doubt you, man. We picked you.
Yeah, man, the concept isn't that hard.
It's not that hard.
Okay.
Fred, have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
For what?
So, baby mama was in a DUI crash, and I was arrested as well because I was in the passenger seat.
Huh.
Passenger
Were you also
seat?
Wasted?
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
So she was less wasted, so she drove. So passenger seat, DUI. All right, question number two. This is for Fred. Fred, question two. What is your body count? How many people have you slept with?
Oh, man, I don't know. I would say like five.
Oh, that's not. That's...
that was Can the... you not count to five?
Oh, man.
Was that a struggle
Too many
for
to
you?
Count. It's one hand's worth.
It's five.
I got to count
to five.
My thumb and my pinky, and we're up to five. So five.
Questions are getting tough, Fred.
Five is the number?
Five.
And how many women have you kidnapped?
Just one. I'm kidding.
And final question. I think we already learned this, but what is the best brand of duct tape? So your fetish?
How's your skin suit coming?
your fetish is big white women, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you want to change that, right?
Just big women. Just big.
Big women.
Real big.
All right, we're going to call your mom. What's your mom's name?
Teresa.
All right, we're going to give your mom a call. And we will see.
She's doing a bird call now.
You got Chewbacca in there?
Crying for help.
What is happening in this car?
Pigeon.
This is amazing.
What the hell?
I think it's a totally different fetish. to whoever's in the back seat. To you.
We'll get help.
We'll call your mom and potentially the police next. All right, it's time for that payoff of Mother Knows Best, and we're in the middle of a weird situation right now with a guy by the name of Fred and either a kidnapped victim or an Ewok in the back seat of his car. We're not exactly sure what's happening.
That's not what Ewoks sound like.
Oh, sorry, Jake. I got nerd shamed.
Correction.
Sorry. What was it, Jake?
That's not what Ewoks sound like.
What is Chewbacca classified as?
Chewbacca is not an Ewok. He is...
Oh, come on. You should know this.
He's a Wookiee.
Oh, thank you, guys. Wow, Jake got nerd schooled by Johnny. Johnny could be the gayest and the nerdiest on the show.
He's taking everyone's personalities.
Titles.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Let's get into the payoff now of Mother Knows Best. Here we go.
Now, it's time for Mother Knows Best.
We found Fred's mom. She's online. Let's see. Hey, good morning, Teresa. We're live on K-Rock. Hi.
Good morning.
We have your son, Fred, on with us right now. And he is trying to win something for you for Mother's Day. But we're not going to tell you what that is just yet. But you have a moment to join us?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Is Fred a good boy usually?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Fred, say hi to your mom.
Hey, Mom. How's it going?
Hi, son.
Oh, no.
Is Fred your only child, Mom?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. What was that?
She's part
Wookiee, too?
Are you Wookiee?
No.
So you have other children?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Is Fred your favorite child? Least favorite child?
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, he is your favorite. Okay. And was Fred...
my favorite because he's on the phone right now.
Was he a good fun boy to raise or was he a problem child?
He was a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask you three questions. Fred gave us the answers to these questions already, so we know what his answers are, but we just need you to give us what you believe the right answers are. And we'll start with this one, see how well you know your son, because it is time for Mother Knows Best. And the first question we asked, do you think your son has ever been arrested?
No.
If he was arrested, what do you think it would be for? Could you see anything him doing that was illegal?
I hope not. No.
No, I can't. Nothing even comes to mind.
No.
Such a good boy.
So the idea that your son would ever be arrested for a DUI would be crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, he'll hear it from me.
Fred, what would you like to tell your mom?
So it wasn't... I was arrested with, you know, the mother of my child, but I wasn't driving. But since I was in the passenger seat, we were at a party, I got arrested as well.
But you weren't driving, right?
No.
Well, that's okay. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Fred, did you actually get put in jail? Did you spend the night or anything?
Yeah, I did.
And you didn't know about this, Mom?
No.
Yeah.
How does this make you feel about your boy, Fred?
I guess we're entitled to one mistake. I don't know.
Somewhat sick. Great.
One mistake. We're entitled to one mistake.
We go to your next question. That's not a match, sadly, so you need to get these next two right.
Okay.
Do you know what your son's fetish is?
No.
You want to take a guess?
No.
You were going to say something.
You started to say something.
No, I don't.
Well, hold on.
You were thinking of something.
He's about to win a prize.
I think he already knows.
What you can say it, Mom. No one knows, you know.
Being right is in your favor.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Do you want to take a guess?
Big women?
That is correct. Big,
beautiful women.
He loves big white women, your son.
Oh, okay. Something, okay.
All right.
That made you happy.
That's good. You guys got a point. You're on the board now. This is very exciting.
Love it. Fred loves body positivity.
Your son is a fan. How big are these women, Fred, in your fantasy?
Just a little. In my fantasy, I'll just say just a little bigger than normal, a little chubby, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big as they can get?
Yeah, not skinny like Allie.
Right. Oh. Yeah, the big old Allie. You want a dump truck Allie. The bigger, the better.
I'll send you some photos.
All right, well, this is exciting now. It's all come down to this final question. And we've got the mom and we've got Fred. It's Mother Knows Best. Mother's Day dinner on the line. And it comes down to this final question. We asked your son how many people he has slept with.
How many has he slept with?
Yes.
What's his body count, Mom?
Oh, I have no idea. Five? Eight?
Whoa.
Eight.
Hold on. She started with five, then she went to eight.
I have no idea.
She's thinking about it. Does he seem like he's a swordsman, a ladies' man?
I don't know.
Which answer are you going to go with, Mom?
Yeah, you had two guesses.
Two guesses.
I'll say five.
Unbelievable.
It's wild that Mom's
wow.
had a way.
She that knows.
Exactly how many he has been with. He's been with five
that
women.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. See, I know you, son.
So there they have. Look, Allie, this is one of those moments where you go, this is uncomfortable and weird and awkward, but also it's kind of beautiful.
It's right? endearing, yeah.
Teresa. The mom, Fred, the boy, congratulations. You've scored yourself a Mother's Day dinner together.
A very awkward dinner.
And you guys will have plenty to talk about, including the time your son was arrested.
Exactly. You got that right.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy early Mother's Day to you. Absolutely. And thank you. And to whoever's in the back of Fred's car right now, we wish you nothing but the best. We will pray for you. That's been a very strange and insightful round of Mother Knows Best on K-Rock.
Always a crowd pleaser.
Always a crowd pleaser. And someone said, let's make sure Mom does the driving around the dinner date. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, let's.
So we will get into this now. And then when we get back, we have, believe it or not, more show to get to. And I believe another block of No Doubt in your future. So be ready to win yourself a trip to Las Vegas for No Doubt at the Sphere. You can see some shots of that first show that they did last night. And already I'm super jealous. I don't have tickets. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, win them from us this morning on K-Rock.